Thank you, Ken. It's fascinating to think about how whatever addiction we may have becomes a part of our shadow because that thing actually has value to us. And because of that, we can deal with it, learn from it, and make it our own again, whether it's good or bad, as part of the healing process. That being said, perhaps you could speak a bit about the golden shadow. What is that, and how is it different from the dark, negative kind of psychic shadow?
Whenever we lose track of our positives, which is often just as common, even though we are known as a narcissistic generation and so on, many people still have a great deal of trouble actually allowing for their own greatness. They don't and have not given themselves the deep permission to be great. And going from human to superhuman is learning to allow your greatness. And that greatness is there. And so tapping in, the more you tap into states and the more you get in touch with witnessing and non-dual, the more you're getting in touch with spirit and the more your greatness is going to show up if you're going to allow it. But if you're not allowing this greatness, then as that descends, you will flip it right out, project it onto somebody else, and end up hero worshiping and shadow hugging and addicted to that person. And, oh my God, they're great. They're wonderful. Look at this. Look at that. And so both the positive and negative can occur. And now it's really interesting if you look at Freud, because even though he's well known for phrases like ego and id, Freud never once used either of those terms. When he wrote in German, what he was literally writing was, instead of the ego, he wrote the I. And instead of id, he wrote the it. And so that's exactly what he was tracing, is how the it splits off from the I. The third person it splits from the first person I. His famous statement was asked, what does psychoanalysis do? And he said, the way it was translated incorrectly, was where it was, their ego shall be. Now what he wrote was, where it was, their I shall become. Now that, so all of that it that's out there is really part of your greatness that you're not putting on your, inside your eye. And so it's just out there sucking energy off of you, giving away your greatness, that if it's negative, the negative is being turned into a grisly form that will make you fearful and frightened and worried and upset and so on. And if it's some positive, then that will go out there and create superheroes and all the people that seem to have all this greatness that you would like to be able to have. Somehow they have it, you don't. Guess what? They have it because you gave it to them. So let's just reverse that. Take it back and own up for your own greatness.